Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. First parak of Maseches Ksubis, based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu Zatzal, Sheshiva Chaim. She should be a special schus for our Marni Rashi Yichil, so much to mention in Raisa Moshe Mordechai, and the Napshir of Daniel Quat Kashlita, Chobene Basin, Chonel Vimeleim, Echagid of Batsur Chaim Tzvi, Baram Hatzlacha. The Gemara asks, how come we say that if a person says Pesach Such Matzasi, Ne'aman lo Yisra Allah, Vayit is fake, sveik, a sefik tachtov, a sefik ain't tachtov, and even if you say tachtov, a sefik on a sefik rotz, and sefrek, the Shita Mekubet says, what's the problem? You have a cheskes aguf. This woman has a cheskes aguf, and cheskes aguf adifa. And we should say that she was nevelas now, she's a cheskes aguf, that she was a besula. Why don't we push off the B until now? Why don't we buy her b'cheskes guf shaisa besula? And every day we'll say that that day she wasn't available, the next day. Kevin can't sense the case, so then it turns out tachtuf. So the only suffix remaining is suffix minus suffix brats, and there's only one suffix. But it was definitely tachtuf. So how can you say it's a sveik sveik? So answers Shita Mekubet says, the Achshav Rein is Su'ul Lefaneinu. Now she's married in front of us. Kala b'chupas v'dayinu achas she nis pshita v'adet lo zinsa. She was a mizana after the Nisuin. So the Safik Yihayu sa'ainu Safik mishen esar se zinsa Safik kodesh nisas that happened before the Erisin or after. Me'at adar abislam the main ma'ar came with the Achshav. L'achas she nis pshita lo zinsa amedein al chazaka b'lo zinsa l'kodem she nisar se. So now, other rabbi, we should say that since now after she's married, it's pas she wasn't mizana. So let's be mamader on her chazaka that she wasn't a mizana person, and it only happened before the erusin. Came like a man marhachi. You could say this way, it's that way. Avlei sveik sveiko, avlei sveiko. Suffik tachtav again tachtav. Therefore, you have a suffik, whether it was tachtav or not tachtav. So you see, aside in the Shita Mekubet says that in Pesach Matsuach and in Pesach Pasuach that we find in Nesuin, it's not shayich the din of cheskas. Besula. Why not? Because the din of Chazaka says that happened now. Here you can't say it happened now, because now she's already married and it didn't happen after the marriage. So you know the Shinu is before. So the question is, what stage? Pre-Erison or post-Erison? So once you're already saying pre-Erison or post-Erison, you're not saying now, so Mehechi Tesi to push it off as much as possible. Anyway, it's happening in the past. So let's put it so who says pre-Erison, post-Erison, and Adarav, let's be mamid her. And her cheska's not mizane. So on one end she had it, she has a cheska's haguf. She was a besul, on the other end she's a cheska's not mizane. So mele blive to suffik, and we say have a suffik tachtav, suffik ain't no tachtav. The only problem is that it's lehedji in the Gemara later on, 12b, l'nyan anoyse yesu isha, v'loy motzo lo besul, and somebody marries a woman. And he doesn't find Besula, that when she says, Mishera stani na nasti, na menes la Rabban Gamliel. Why? Because we say, Ukma hachazaka. We say, let's be mamid her and her chazaka. Woman, if he marries a woman and he doesn't find Besula, and when she says, Mishera stani na nasti, she says, listen, I was raped after the Erisin. According to Rabban Gamliel, she's believed because we say, let's be mamid her and her chazaka. In other words, there's a chazaka that pushes it off. The husband's claim it happened before the erusin, the whole thing was a mistake. But she's not what happened after the erusin. She says, let's push it off because she has a chazaka, she was a besula for as long as possible. And there also, you can't say the shini was after the nisuin. He just got married. And she had no time to be mizane. So in the meila, there we say, push it off. So it's not like this is sort of the shita mekubetis. There we are, ma'acher. There we do push off the shinu as much as possible and say it was after the erusin. So mavur lehedji did dainin adin chazaka b'chai gavne. You see explicitly that we are done a chazaka in such a case. Even though it could not have happened now, we still push it off as much as possible. So it's a kasha on the aside of the Heiliger Shita Mekubetzes that we saw. So it appears follows, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu ma'orei neinu d'Rosh Yeshivas Hatzal. The Machlekes Rishayim between Sveik Sveik and Eged Chazoke, cited in the Ramo, Yoredei, and Simon Kuf Yud, Sif Tes, and the Shach, and the Taz over there. The din is sveik sveike neged chazake. You have on one hand a chazake, and against the chazake you have a sveik sveike. For example, the case mentioned by Tesvis, Chulin 10a, a knife is found pogrom after the shechita. There's a sveik sveike to be matir the knife. Because maybe it was nifkam after the shechita. In the etzem hamifrekis, that after the shechita it hit one of the bones in the neck, and then it was nivgam. So maybe that's why the knife is pogrom. So it happened after the shechita, nachdem shechita. And in Temse Leimar, that it was already pogrom fardem shechita, before the shechita, maybe he didn't shecht whether it was a pogam. So you have a sveik sveike. So ba'alma b'safik b'shechita, we pass in the mukminin abahim b'cheskas iser. But here you have a sveik sveike to say it was b'seder, says machlekes rishonim. You have a sveik sveike, is a sveik sveike matir neged a chazaka or not? What's stronger? The chazaka is stronger, or is the sveik sveike stronger? Ayin sham, divrei ramah, and the shach and the taz, and yeredei a kufiut. Kufiut's like the most exciting simon in the world. It's the sveike simon. The Shmaitzer, in Shmaitzer Aleph, Perek Yutches writes that we only say that Sveik Sveika prevails. I haven't used that word in a long time. I don't know if I ever used that. Prevails. I like that word. That is Sveik Sveika. I would say wins out, but prevails is a better word. Sveik Sveika, you know, Rabbi Yisai, I'm 51. Little by little, I'm learning English. Little by little. Listen, I can't learn it all in one day. So Sveik Sveika prevails over a Chazaka only when the Chazaka is against both Sveikas, like in the knife case. In other words, we have a chizkas, chizkas is or shenas vucha, and that both sveikas are against it, because both sveikas tell us that it was a gita shechita, it was a good shechita. So there we say that since the base sveikas are against the chazake, they're better than the chazake, because sveikas mitam roiv, rubu chazake, rubu odif. Ava boifin shea chazake, ein wala keneged sofik, echod mena sveikas, ein kan roiv keneged a chazake. But if the Safik is only against one of the Chazak is only against one of the Sveikas, there's no Roiv against the Chazak. In other words, the Sveikas are only beating the Chazak mitam Rov. They have a Sveik Sveik Laheter when it's going against the Chazak, because it's a Rov. In other words, the Chazak is telling you to go one way, let's say Laheter, and then the Sveik Sveik is telling you to go Laheter. And it's a rov, because one suffix tells you 50% you're beseder, and then the other suffix tells you even more than 50% you're beseder. You have another tzad that it's beseder. But let's say that's if you have the sveik sveik is against the chazaka, but if the chazaka is first, so only one suffix is against the chazaka, there's no rov neged the chazaka. Adarab, we say the chazaka is machria the one suffix, and there's no sveik sveik. And he compares this to Tosfos, that in a Sveik Sveika, when a Sveik Echad is Einu Shokol, it's not considered a Sveik Sveika. So Hachinam, if you have one Sveik, so what happens with the one Sveik against the Chazaka beats the Sveik. And in the Mela, there's nothing to talk about. It's Machriya Le'iser. And then the other Sveik, so you have a Sveik, Aval Zeh Lo Ozer Lanu, Anachnu Hachanu Le'isur. V'Echshav Yesh Sveik, so you have to go to Chumra. So that's the Shmaitzah. However, b'svore yish mokom loymar lehefech. B'svara v'shar lomar hafuch. Sheparshes chazoko ne'emro dafka b'oifen dehimoil levar ha'sofik. No. Ma perush chazoke? Chazoke ze dafka כשזה בא לברר את הספק. But if a chazaka is only against one of the sveikas, so it's not mevarer the suffix, because he's still blind with the suffix that the chazaka doesn't help us with. So therefore the halacha of chazaka is not shaykh, because chazaka is a din that the Torah is kaveh to be noeg b'sveikas, that you act like it was originally. That's only when the chazaka tells you what to do, but here the chazaka doesn't resolve the suffix. So So that's the other tzad. The other tzad is when the chazakah goes against only one of the sfeikas. It's only one of the sfeikas against, if he's still blive with the suffix, there the chazakah doesn't help you, because the chazakah wasn't mevar anything for you. So those are the two possibilities. And it would appear that both svaras are true. And there's a chiluk between a cheskas haguf and other chazakis. Tesis writes later on that cheskas haguf is stronger than all the other chazakis. And a ralavayar geder, that cheskas haguf is different than other chazakis, that by all other chazakis, it's Koloshin Rashi later on, 13b, Ishizu b'cheskas kashrusay medes, umisofek atabola poisla altif solana misofek. This woman is standing b'cheskas kashrus, and you're coming to passel her misafik. Don't passel her misafik. Dahainu. Shomnam, there's a suffik. But mikom mokom dinu besafik linu kemoshe hoyo. There's a din in the suffik to be knowing the way you did. So that is a normal chazoke. You have a woman who's a cheskas kashrus, so stick with it. Out of solana misafik. Mashenkein cheskas haguf, the gedder of chazoke is lahachria ulevarer at hasafik. Ukilu ein kan sofik klal. By cheskas haguf, the gedder of the chazoke is to be machriya, is to decide and clarify the sofik. To be machriya by cheskas haguf, gedder chazoke lehachriya ulevarer et hasofik, as if there's no sofik. In other words, normally we say, you have a suffix, don't pass him a suffix. There is a suffix. There is a suffix, but we have a chazakah, so don't rock the boat. That's a normal chazakah. You have a suffix. Altuzlan said, don't pass him a suffix. Still a suffix, but don't rock the boat. Don't change anything unless you know otherwise. Meshenkin b'cheskas haguf, the gedur of the chazakah is that it's machri, it's mevar the suffix, as if there's no suffix at all. If a guf is a certain way, you assume it stayed that way, that's a cheskas haguf. So that's machriya, that's mevara the suffix. The chazaka is machras, shaguf lo nishtana klal. Hashem kin b'shara chazaka sa suffix kayim, ela sha chazaka poisek es din ha suffix. By cheskas haguf, the chazaka tells us there's no suffix, and by other chazakas it tells us there is a suffix, but the chazaka is machriya the suffix, but there is a suffix. And that's what the Rishonim say, that the cheskas haguf is a difa mikol hachazokas, because it says there's no suffik. L'chad de'a b'gemara 75, we discussed this in the past, mahani cheskas haguf lo'itzi momen, the p'nei Yoshua is mitzadei di'a difa meruba l'inyan artzilas momen, u'miyatam ha'mavur, is p'nei Yoshua in the country's offering. So mitzvah Hashem, if God gives us life, oh my gosh, I hope he gives us life. We're going to be talking about this in the future. More. It's so exciting. ועל פי זה נראה לומר שבכל החזוקס, באופן שהחזוקה היא כנגד אחד מן הספקס, אין דונמס החזוקה כלל. By all חזוקס, in such a case, that the חזוקה is against one of these ספקס, that's normally chazakas. We're talking about regular chazakas, not cheskas haguf. So if the chazaka is against one of the sfeikas, not both, you're not done the chazaka, since the suffix still exists, still extend. And the inyan of the chazaka is to paskin b'makom suffik. So it's only shayach to talk about a chazaka b'makom shebefoal efshar lefsok al piya. Only when befoal, in practice, you can paskin based on this chazaka. אבל באופן שגם אם נדון דין חזוקה, הקטי יהיה הסופק השני. But if the suffix still blibes, you still have the second suffix, so you can't talk about a chazok in such an instance. So when we're talking about regular chazokas, and the chazok is only misnagged to one of the sveikas, זה לא טוב בשבילנו, כי פה תפקיד החזוק הזה לפסוק, ופה החזוקה לא יכולה לפסוק. אז היא לא שימושית בעדינו. מה שאין כן בחזקס הגוף, זה דין על סליק הסופק ולברוי, בחזקס הגוף, with the purpose of the suffix is of the chazaka is to be misalek, to remove the suffix and to clarify the suffix. V'ein gidro al totzienu mechizkasu misafik. The gedir is not kafishereinu barashi. Don't take her out of her chazaka misafik, but rather there's no suffik at all. It completely wipes out, it obliterates the suffik, it annihilates the suffik. Such a shtak cheskas haguf. As lo ichposlon klal. Hadigamim nifsak al pi chazaka yishar ha-suffik hasheni. The soif soif nistalek suffik zali de chazaka. So we don't care at all that even if we pass in al pi chazaka, the second suffix can remain, because soif soif the suffix went away through the chazaka. In other words, when you're dealing with a regular chazaka, so the tafkid of the chazaka is to paskin, and if it's not paskining because you still remain with the suffix, so zelo zirlan, zelo lo shimushi, zelo maasi. לכן אנחנו לא מתחשבים בספק בחזקה הזאת. אבל אם התפקיד של הסוף, אם הכוח של החזקה היא לגמרי למחוק, it completely erases the suffix. So we say this, there's another suffix too, but in the meantime it knocked off suffix one. Memela, there's no longer a sfeik, there's only one suffix. And that's like the Shmaitz and the Noda B'Sharim hold. That when the Chazaka goes against one of the Sveikas, so the Taka knocks off that Suffolk, and then you're just left with one Suffolk, and Suffolk you go to Chumrah. So that would be correct when it comes to Cheska Saguf. But when it comes to another type of Chazaka, where the Chazaka has to paskin, because and here it can't paskin, meaning because we're still blotting with the Suffolk, so it's not a useful, very useful chazaka, because we're still in doubt. So mela there, if it only goes against one of the sfeikas, so there we would say that you don't pay attention to the chazaka, and then you would still have a sfeika, which is going to beat out the chazaka. והדברים מאירים ומסמכים ברך השם הודו להשם כי טוב כי לעולם חסדי ולפי זה נבוא כעת לבאר את דברי השיטה מקובצת השיטה מקובצת זה אסקט שמכוי החסקס הגוף נסתלק סופיק זה דדום עליו תחתוב וסולק סופיק סוויק סוויק what was his cash it was that since we have a חסקס הגוף there's no סופיק. Why is there no suffix? There's no suffix of Doma Laf Tachtav. What do you mean Doma Laf Tachtav? Of course it was Tachtav, because she's a Cheska Seguf, that she was a Basula. So we're going to push her for B as much as possible, and we're going to make it that she had it when she was already, we're going to make it that she had it. After the Arison, she's a surah. We're going to make it that it was taka tachtav. We're going to push it off as much as possible. V'su leka sveik sveike. That was his kasha. There's only one suffix. Tachtav we know. So don't be mati or out sveik sveike. We know that it was tachtav. We push her off cheskas haguf. Aval lefi ma shenitbaer nira. שאין כוונתו להקשויה לספק ספק אלוהי מהני כנגד חזוק. אלא דאף אם נאמה לספק ספק עודיף. So he's not saying, he's not asking that that a ספק ספק is not going to be effective against the חזוק. The חזקס הקוף is going to bring the ספק ספק. Even if we say ספק ספק beats it, nevertheless, if the חזוק is, that's all, if the חזוק is against both ספקס. But here the chazaka was moyel lehachriya ulisalek sofek echot. Va'av she lifsoik isur al pi hachazaka vada yevsha mishum ha-sofek ha-sheni v'shema ba'oynes mikol mokoim cheskas ha-guf mahaniye Shapir, afilu kshi efshar lefsok al piya, et kol ha-safek, didina lesalek ha-safek u'kmo shenitba'er. So here the Chazaka was Machriya one Safik. It was Machriya, the Safik of Tachtav, Areino Tachtav, and it already told us that it was definitely Tachtav. So you can't paskin Isser al pi the Chazaka because of the Safik Sheni Shema Ba'ones. Nevertheless, the Cheskes Haguf is effective, even though if you can't paskin based on it, the whole Safik, because it removes the Safik, and now you're left with one Safik and you go to Chumrah. And that's maybe what the Shita Mugabetz is meant to the Shinai. When he says cheskes guf adifa, that it completely removes the suffix. Not that it's adifa from the cheskes kashrus that's against it. I just said a cheskes kashrus that says it didn't happen after the erusin, and you have a cheskes guf that said it did not, saying it's adifa because it completely removes the suffix of tachtav. Ve'al pi zeh nira lomar b'biur ha'tirutz ma u'tiretz. Ma tiretz hashita mikubetzet. Who tiretz that now she's nesu'a lefaneinu. And kala b'chupasa, listen, it didn't happen after the nesu'in, right? She just got married 10 minutes ago. So it didn't happen then. You know that she wasn't mezana then. So it didn't happen now. So memela, it's a matter of did it happen earlier or much earlier. But it can't say it happened now. So therefore the cheskes haguf doesn't help us. That doesn't help us. That's the teretz of the Haile Gir Shita Mekubetzes. Ve'al pi zeh nira lomar, lva'er et ha'tirutz, she'en kavanato lomar l'shai chazaka b'chai gavne. She'ev shalom m'shach shav haya shinui. You can't say that his teretz is that there's no such chazaka if you can't say it happened now, because gabe mishe rastani ne'anasti, such a chazaka is effective. To say, right, it's after marriage, and the question is, was it after the erusin, before the erusin, and there we believe this, we say it's after the erusin. So you do say, if it's earlier, that it was just earlier. Even though it didn't happen now, you still use the chazak, even though the chazak won't tell you that it happened now. As a lo kavanato, ma kavanato, kavanosoi, dahtaime, dahashinui al kolchacha, lo ira achshav. Elokoidem mahani lesalek hamal yusu the cheskes haguf. The rak b'mokoim she'efshar lahachria al yada the achshav hu d'neshtanis hu d'chashiv cheskes haguf in estalek asofek l'gamre. Aba b'chai gavne d'efshar loimar the achshav zinso the rein mishumeres achshav al kochin d'aznus hoi sekoidem. Tu ein l'chazaka zu koyach shel cheskes haguf. What he means is that now, that if the shinui could not have happened now, it happened earlier, so that removes the maila, the special quality of the cheskes haguf, that only if you could be machriya, that it changed now, that's considered a cheskes haguf, and the suffix goes away completely. But it's such an instance that you can't say that now she was mezaneh, because now she's mishumeres, now she's guarded, she wasn't mezaneh now, so it must be this nus was earlier. So this chazaka doesn't have the koich of cheskes haguf, and it's like other chazakas. In other words, it received a demotion. אנחנו מורידים את זה מחזקת הגוף, מרום מעלתו כחזקתה, כחזקת הגוף, and now we lower it to a regular chazaka, because it couldn't have happened now. And that's the chazaka that paskins, אל תוציאנו מחזקות מסופק. And therefore, דווקא לגבי מי ש... Right, where we saw in Rashi, that don't change things. You have a good thing going, don't rock the boat, unless you have a reason to. A very compelling reason to. And therefore, דווקא לגבי מי שרסתני נאנסתי, מהניה... ושם די בחזוקה כזו להצטרף עם בורי ושמה להוציא ממון. And therefore, dafka, in the case in the Gemara, Misharistani Nanasti, there, this weaker chazaka of Al Teotzianu Mechazkasim Mesafek is enough to believe her, because it's mitzdarev to her, the bari v'shem al ha'itzimam, in other she wants to get her ksuba, so she has a bari, he has a shema. And that's what we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem in a future shir, but that's a Taisis Rid, that it's enough to have a chazaka that could be mitzdarev to the bari and the shema, mashen kein, in our sugya, that we require that this chazaka be misalik, one of the two sveikas. So here you have two sveikas. So you need, in order for this chazaka to work for us, that it should completely remove one of the sveikas. In other words, it has to be a cheskas haguf, because only that actually removes the suffix. Avav nidon didan, it's only a regular chazaka. It's only a regular chazaka. It goes back to the regular rule that if it's a regular chazaka, then if the chazaka only goes against one of the sfeikas, it's no good. It doesn't help us. If the chazaka doesn't pass in the suffix, maybe it doesn't help us, and then we're back to our sfeik sfeikas. That's why it's a sfeik sfeika, because it's no longer a cheskas aguf. It's no longer a cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf tells us that it happened now, and here you can't say it happened now. It goes back into the regular rule, regular category of being a chazaka, that you say don't change things misafik, but that isn't machriya the suffik, it's just paskins. But if it does, it's not going to paskin because you blag with another so, you remain with another suffik, so then it's worthless for us. And the mela, the sfeik sfeika, beats out the chazaka. Gewaldig. There is another way of dealing with this kasha, and that is based on what we're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem in a future shir, please God, in about 13 shiurim now, not including the segments, meaning sometimes we break one shir up into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but 13 complete shiurim, Mirtz Hashem, but another, I hope. So we're going to say the following yisod, and I think we discussed this already in the past in our shiurim, that it's only considered a cheskas haguf when the etzem shinui haguf causes the din, like lenyan mamon. The fact that her guf changed to be a ba'ula, that causes that she shouldn't get a ksuba of a besula, like in the case of Yabez, we were talking about the money. But here we're talking about lenyan yisura labayla. So there you could talk about a cheskas haguf. And there you taka push it off until the end, until the as late as possible. Even though you can't say it happened now. But this is b'chanan acheskas aguf, because onion is sur labayla. What asks her is not the change in her body, that she's a b'ula, but the ma'isa bia. So that's, we don't know when the ma'isa happened. So acheskas aguf doesn't tell us when a ma'isa happened. It tells us when there was a shinu b'guf, but here the issue is the ma'isa. When did the ma'isa happen? Happened before the erusin or after? So memela here, you can't talk about a shina a cheskas haguf, because here the issue is not when did her body change. Here the issue is when did the ma'isa happen, and that a cheskas haguf doesn't tell us. Memela, since there's no cheskas haguf, we go back. It's a regular chazaka. And the regular chazaka, so you have two sveikas against it. It doesn't help. Only a cheskas aguf is misalik, one of the sveikas. But here the cheskas aguf isn't misalik. Mamele, you're left with the sveika to be matir. My rabbi Rabbeisai, is that super or what? I think this was awesome. It's worth $20 million. So, you can share, click the like button, subscribe. I don't know how you say that. It's a shem. Shbizel chalam shich. Upcoming attractions to get excited. We, in the next share in this series, Melinader, in the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva, has been in Sufik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. Wow, is that exciting? Okay, so please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.